Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. My name is Amin El-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, Big Jerv, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. Great show for you guys today. Man, we're going to recap BMF. They just, now it's full-on power mode now. We are full on, all hands on deck. We are full on power mode. We're also going to talk about Manuel Acho, fallout. Manuel Acho and Akon making it hard for Africans, man. I swear to God, man. My life was sweet. Now I got to make all sorts of defenses of myself. Motherfuckers accusing me of shit because these niggas say some wild shit. We are also going to get into the Tyre Nichols murder by five cops in Memphis. People like to say that they're black cops, but as been said before, cops have their own race. It's called cop, and the cops be copping, as always. But first, BlackOpinionsMatter.com, that's not a website. CountTheDings.com is a website. CountTheDings.com is a website, but that's not the website I wanted either. Shit. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. I had a stroke there. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. Make sure you are locked in. You are getting the OG pod. you are getting the Discord, you are getting the watch alongs, etc. Make sure you are tapped in for all of that. Let's do BMF right now before we start getting into the other shit. Let's do BMF, aka Power Detroit.
Lamar, nigga. Lamar.
Yeah. Lamar. Lamar got a trying to get Pisco on a colostomy bag.
He's just doing a lot. He's doing a lot. I like it, though. It's Lamar on steroids right now. His ultimate villain story. He coming back for every nigga. He got the
Why didn't nobody hit him in the bathroom? Because
they don't know yet.
My man tried. No, my man tried. The nigga in the bathroom. The nigga tried to punch him in the colostomy bag.
Nigga, but the nigga emptied poop on a nigga face. Man.
I mean, hold up. I get why that Big, I get why Big Boy didn't do nothing. He got hit in the back of the head with like a pipe or something. Like, all right, I get it.
But did it have nails coming out of it? Like, this shit.
Yeah, it kind of like lacerated his face or some shit.
Oh,
like,
did he,
that nigga was crazy. He came back to finish the job like Joker and fucking Two-Face.
What was up with that Joker Batman scene? Like, what, like?
I have no idea.
Nigga's just overriding. And then the nigga got to try to oversell us like his extra career after. The nigga want to always prove he can sing. Like, man.
That is a staple of every black TV show. If the actor can sing, they're going to find a way to just shoehorn a nigga singing for no reason.
Like, we did not need to know Zeke had a singing career outside of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was
so crazy.
Auntie Monet. Oh, man. Yo, this nigga Lou Young, man. I'm so glad he started. I'm so glad he found a new character.
Yeah, his Charles is great, bro. That
nigga's been standing up. You ain't seen him, Jer?
Oh, no, no. I posted one in the chat. Brother, give me my credit. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see that because me and Amin be sending them on Instagram. We be sending them on like the DM. It'd be a random 1 a.m. It'll be just sit that shit and I just start crying like, yo.
He said, brother, you might want to hide them Tiana Trumps. Every time they talk about this nigga jerk off shit, man. They say Tiana Trump. Oh my God, man.
Charles pulled out that not a bread though. My man, where you get the bread
Charles
from?
Pulled out that bread, I know you gave all the money to your family, but here, boys.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm like, that scene shocked the hell out of me.
Right. Like, that nigga just had a stack out of nowhere.
Hey, when Charles got
caught. Lucille was like.
Hey, when Charles got caught in the church, had me crying too. Go ahead and start the car. Here go the keys. Yeah. The nigga thought he was fly, bro. He was getting them bars off. She's like. Yeah, Charles, you a good man. He low-key feeling this. He was like, Charles, it's time to go. That nigga looked like.
Yeah, Charles a wild boy for that one, dog.
I don't know what he thought he was getting off. He was in his bag.
He was in his bag.
Bro, she right outside, bro. You gotta relax. Like, yo, you gotta relax.
I don't know how much he thought he had. They was talking for a minute. Church. So you know,
for real,
bro, she let you go to homegirl crib. You gonna wait till right now to go get that love when your wife is she's like 30 yards away.
By the way, Lucille, snitch of the year.
Oh, yeah,
when your husband was
yeah.
Oh, Lucille, yeah.
She I can't wait for them. I know it has to be that scene, right? Lou Young and old girl, they gotta do that scene.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Yo, this was low key. That was my favorite part of that last season of Power 2 or whatever. It was like we'd be watching and we'd be like, "Oh shit, this thing is gonna do this scene right here." Like when Zeke was on the court and his pop showed up. Dude, you all right, man? The game ain't started yet.
Nah, dog, it's pregame. The niggas is shoving and shit. Yo, we ready, dog. I love this shit.
This nigga can't even lock in.
This nigga, put him in, coach. He think he in the game. Somebody need to screenshot that nigga. Make a fake snap.
Jer, did you watch the movie Invincible earlier today?
I've never watched that movie, but I did listen to the fight song 35 times today.
Niggas watching Silver Linings Playbook and shit. Every single movie they got an Eagles.
Listen, if them niggas lose, I'm going to sad you out, bro. I'm going to Photoshop some shit and put that music over your head. Like, bro, you have no idea.
Hey, this is going to be a good-ass game, dog. I cannot wait, bro.
This is going to be a good game, bro.
I cannot wait.
But yeah, man, back to BMF, bro. This nigga, you know, they get Michi up out the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Lala out here getting her shit clapped. Per usual.
Man.
Stay getting them cheeks.
Man, them cheeks too. I don't care if they're not real. They're real to me, damn it. Oh my God. They're fucked, right? Like,
no.
I mean, no. I know, obviously, now the story goes.
They're fucked in Detroit.
They're fucked. Like,
fucked? Dog, they borrowed money on, they took money on consignment from a drug dealer and didn't pay him and lost the weight and also can't supply none of their areas. Like, none of this shit makes sense.
I thought you meant the white girl.
Oh, the white girl. What, you think she's not going to talk?
Nah, she ain't going to. I mean, it's TV. Somehow, some way, something's going to happen to get her out. Like, she's not about to snitch. Because
I'm about to say legal search.
Something.
Right.
They didn't have a warrant. They said she was driving too slow.
Too slow. Like, that's not a reason
to pull somebody
over. No, I mean, it is a reason.
No, to pull them over, yes. To do a search of the glove compartment of the trunk.
Right. And now the shared baby mama is about to come in as the lawyer in the next episode.
When did she become a lawyer?
I don't fucking know, bro. Is
Lil Meech born yet? Like, I thought Lil Meech was one of them kids, and now like they're two girls.
No. Lil Meech was born like in Atlanta, I think. He's in the 90s.
That shit is so funny that he share a baby mama with Lamar. So it just makes
He's got multiple baby mamas. I keep getting confused because they don't refer to them by name or anything.
Yeah.
Just walk in and it's like, which one is
Shorty
this?
Shorty had the Joe Dumars though. I was crying.
Yeah.
But they also said, like, that's not really Lamar's kid. Isn't that what she told him?
Yeah. That was in season one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how, they're still fucking with that nigga Lamar. Like, they're still fucking with him. So, like, I love how Lamar tries to get it in, but his shit wouldn't work. Meech shot just as many times more, but Meech is able to get it popping. Yeah. Like, they're still fucking with him. Like, quietly.
That was the whole theme of the episode, really, because then Terry also was able to get it in. So it's like Meech and Terry, like, we're good. Lamar.
That was the reason why he said it. He was like, nigga, I shot this nigga three times and he's still out here.
He's still running around. That's the funniest shit when they said, is this the man that shot you? He's like, I don't know. But I do know that nigga probably shitting all over the toilet. Oh, man. That's you wrong for that.
Yo, let me ask you this. Is it hard taking, what's my man's name? His cousin? What's his real name? Like, I keep waiting for him to, like, make me laugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not, he's saying little tiny shit, but like, I keep waiting for him to be like, you know what I mean? Like, just going to some stand up act. It's weird seeing him. Yeah, like, it's kind of.
He trying to be serious, man. He trying to get more.
He played the same role in The Wire.
Well, I mean, the fact that he fucking dead corpse is enough to be not taking serious.
Oh, shit. He was fucking the dead corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy. I forgot all
that. Because he mentioned
the nipple play and the toe sucking. Remember?
Yeah.
Niggas sucking on toes of a corpse to get off. That's funny, nigga. It's dark humor.
Never mind, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful to nobody out there. You know what I mean?
You talking about corpses with some cheeks, or what are you talking about?
My nigga. Like, there's tons of other ways out here, fam. Like,
I mean, you know, scientifically, you can get an orgasm as a dead person.
Can you?
Yes.
That's, here you go. That's what's up.
I'm just saying.
That's what's up, dog.
I was just trying to debunk the myth of what, you know, what was going on. Yeah,
it ain't no debunking no myth. Yeah. One's a lie. Never mind. I don't want to be disrespectful, yo, because there's people out there that might like that.
Obviously, so? That's what the whole Kill Bill shit.
Why do I give a fuck about them niggas, man?
Right. Like, Jerv is trying to protect the necrophiliacs. For what?
Well, he is sick. That's he the is... last time I'll listen to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
He is sick,
I
nigga.
Know we had a strong following in that community.
Hey, he is sick, nigga, for protecting their feelings, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck, God. Did y'all know that old girl worked in the hospital? I forgot about that. I thought she worked at Coney, whatever, at the Ooh, Coney Island spot.
She a nurse.
The big girl.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
I mean,
she was always a nurse?
No, she got a new job. She got a new job. She said that.
Okay, so she did used to be at the
Coney.
At the Coney, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I love the character growth in this show.
I mean, all I remember from her was that he was clapping them cheeks in the bathroom at the Coney. I don't really remember them going into too much about the detail of, like, you know, her arc of a character.
Her employment.
That really wasn't her role. She was just the girl that got clapped.
That was very body positive, bro, the casting. Fucking sure. Lamar Herbo.
I mean, is it?
Is it? They're really just—they're really trying to show how Lamar is just like a sleaze bag.
Nah, because Lamar is just such a like.
That's why they cast her.
That's what I got out of that.
Like, Lamar just got out of that. It don't really matter, Lamar.
Raw dog in life.
He got out of jail.
He just came home, my nigga. He like, yo.
Yeah, like this is the epitome of got out of jail pussy. Like,
here you go.
Twice, by the way.
Who am I? Who am I to tell you?
Twice, because this time it's him getting out of the hospital, basically out of the deathbed, and it's like, I'm not out here trying to holler or seduce or whatever. Just give me the easiest thing that's available right now.
Right.
Would she try to lay on top of him? I swear to God, man. I thought about that colostomy bag. I was like, oh no. We're about to have a mess.
Yeah, oh,
he was wild.
He a horny nigga. That nigga said you could wait 3 to 6 months. Nigga, you gotta wait.
Man. I mean, three to six months. That is a
you'll be all right, bro. You'll be all right, bro. That's just like drinking, nigga. Come on, you be all right.
Trey gonna create everything to drink in now.
It's a
little different than drinking.
All right,
just a tad bit.
My bad for niggas. Wait, pussy when is it?
When they say 3 to 6 months, that mean he can't even beat off?
Nothing, bro. He not supposed to be out here getting nothing off right now.
That's crazy. Man,
he backed up.
That's a long time.
I don't know about that, brother.
He backed up, bro.
Hit the gym up or something.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut. With a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at ButcherBox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
All right, a nigga with that type of aggression, he got a release.
That's funny, man.
Look at us feeling sorry for Lamar.
It was affecting his work performance.
he couldn't kill him right.
Right.
That's right. It's true. Like
he didn't even kill the nigga in the bathroom.
No, he froze up again.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
He definitely didn't kill Big Boy. He killed the nigga in the bathroom, though.
He didn't kill Big Boy because that's why he dropped the shit on him so that the nigga could wake up feeling like. That is one of the grossest scenes.
I think Bruh did.
Who, Big Boy?
Yeah.
No.
I thought he got him in the neck or something.
He bled out, bro.
Streets need a body, yo.
Regardless. We plan this nigga up to like be the ultimate nigga to go get his revenge. Anyways, I'm still in for BMF. It ain't really changed my feelings on it. It's just doing some power shit.
They got to Atlanta rather quickly, though. I didn't really expect that. I thought we was going to. I thought that was supposed to be like at the end of the season type shit.
Dog, the story is that they went to Atlanta because they fled Detroit because they fucked up so many connects and all that shit. And they had started to expand their business. And that's why they moved to Atlanta. This is them escaping. This is pure power at this point, man.
But what about, I thought also they fled because of the conflict with old dude. Like, he basically ran him out of town because he was trying to kill the niggas. That's what, I mean, when it's the, what's his name? Trey? The real nigga, the real Lamar?
Layton.
Yeah, I read that. I don't know how true that is, but they said that, like, you know, basically them niggas was trying to kill each other, and that's what kind of pushed the nigga to leave.
Right, but that's not what's happening in the show. In the show, because them niggas fucked up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're broke, right?
They're running off on the plug.
Yep, running off on the plug, exactly. So, like, that to me, this is where it becomes pure power, because the idea is that somehow they're going to fix it by going to some random city which they have no pull in. Yeah, they got no pull in Atlanta, right?
I'm actually excited for that aspect of it, though.
That it's going to be a different story?
No, I'm just, fuck it, let's go. I mean, let's go full power mode. Like, we already recognize we're not watching the true story anymore. So at this point, let's just see how crazy it can get.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with all the shits. Line it up.
I'm with all the shits. So somebody's not going to die in a burning house or something. Like, you know what I mean? We just got that. They're giving us little droplings. So like, hey, yep. Just to let y'all know, get ready.
All right, let's move on to this next topic, which I believe we can probably combine two different topics this week in black fuckery. All right, let's start with Acho. Emmanuel Acho, you know him from Fox Sports. He went to on Van Lathan's podcast. Van does it with what's old girl's name, Trey? The pod that
is it Rachel?
Rachel. Yeah. Rachel Lindsay, I believe. And on it, basically, Acho tried to say that he's better equipped to handle these conversations about race with white people because as the son of an immigrant, he doesn't bring the kind of institutional emotional baggage that black people who are the descendants of slavery bring. Which, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but it doesn't surprise me. And what I mean by that is this. I'm not friends with Acho, but I know him. I used to work with him at ESPN. He's always been a cool dude. Was a regular dude. And then the pandemic hit. And then the George Floyd shit happened. And Acho put out like this video where, I can't remember what it was. He brought like a white cop or like white people or whatever. and had like this kind of like this, what he called an uncomfortable conversation with a black man. He basically said, yo, ask whatever questions you want, or let's talk about how black people feel, because, you know, the reality is a lot of white people, I don't think, know. They really don't know. They're like, these niggers are just mad about, like, you know, they always have that, but they don't really know. So he kind of did that shit, and it was a nice little thing, you know, especially at a time where everybody's emotions were high. It was a nice calm thing at the white background, all that shit. And it did well, and then it went viral, and then Oprah kind of shouted it out. And this is the part where I say, man, this is the virus in viral, right? These niggas are all addicted. Everybody's addicted. Anyone who becomes something greater than by a means of a viral moment, they become addicted, and they become more like caricatures of who they are based on the thing that got them, blew them up. So I'll give you some examples. And by the way, almost every example I'm going to give are people that I either know or knew right before this happened, and I like who they are, right? Derv, what was my man, the basketball impersonator? Brandon Armstrong.
Yeah.
B-Dot. So when, like, he was doing these videos in the backyard of his uncle's house in Atlanta. Me and Jade, Derv, you didn't go on that trip, did you? Me and Jay flew to Atlanta to interview this nigga. Nobody knew who he was. Like, his videos were going a little bit viral here and there. We went and interviewed this nigga. And he was funny, and he was down to earth, and, like, it was gonna, like, he didn't take any of this shit seriously. And then one of them shits blew up, and all of a sudden this nigga just became, I'm the caricature guy, everything I do's gotta be this, da-da-da, like, and it was just, what I told him at the time when I interviewed him, I said, yo, you know what I like is your shit has so much attention to detail that it's not just let me run out here, put on a jersey and do this. Like, you're actually nailing some things that most people won't even notice unless they watch a lot of hoop. And after that, he became the thing I said, I'm glad that you're not, which is he just puts on a jersey and, like, oh, I'm James Harden. Let me just throw it up and do, like, yeah. Like, it just became a caricature. Acho, same thing, because he's addicted to being that thing that got him notoriety. There was another one I was going to say who was like that as well, that they just became that guy over and over again. And this is my guy. I like this guy. He's my friend. But Van is like that too. Van, I'm not saying Van wasn't.
Van gonna invite you on this show and y'all go beef.
No. I'm not gonna take the invite.
I think he's gonna set you up like Acho. Acho didn't read the fucking room. That nigga got me blocked too, by the way. So I ain't got no Acho? Fucking. Yeah, I was glad niggas was packing that nigga out. Cause I called him out for that corny ass shit, bro. First of all,
this shit right now.
No, before that, bro. When he was talking about how he learned about his blackness through fucking football. Nigga, weirdo. Yeah. Listen, I get it, bro. American blacks and African blacks, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, that's cool. We got different upbringings, but don't get on the fucking platform and say no dumbass shit like that, bro. Like, it's cool.
I hate the beef, though. I just want to say that for the record. I hate the beef between American blacks and African blacks.
First of all, it should never exist. And I don't believe in it, and I'm not pushing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Amin, how are you feeling, man?
2023 has been a bitch. First, Akon come out and say African artists work harder because our pants aren't sagging and shit. I'm like, oh, don't say that. You Bill Cosby sounding ass.
You guys got bad representation right now.
When Akon said that, like, it was easy for me to brush it aside. I said, I can't believe y'all are getting worked up about a nigga you haven't cared about in 15 years saying something dumb on a podcast you never heard of.
This is
right?
True.
Like, that's an easy dismissal. Like, oh, he's just some crazy guy. But Acho, because he's got the book and he's on the Oprah Good List and he's on TV, it's like, oh, like, this is what they think we're all about. And, you know, I'm not here to say that the experiences aren't the same, like Trey said, man. Not only the upbringings, but like the backgrounds, right? Like, because the reality is there are some black people who are the descendants of slaves in this country who grew up like Acho, finding out about their blackness from playing sports because they grew up in an affluent suburb in Houston or Seattle or whatever. And then there are some African people who grew up, ironically enough, like Akon in fucking the projects in Newark and shit. Like, but that doesn't mean that ignorance doesn't come across from all backgrounds and all, you know, walks of life.
All I'm saying is, if you got the platform, if they gonna pay you the bread and you gonna do what you gonna do, don't make us look crazy. Don't have, because again, what you do is create a standard. And when you create that standard, you got white people looking at us like, that's how you're supposed to act. Or,
well,
I knew that's what it was. It's not us.
That's the problem. The problem, yeah. Trey, it's not that Acho can get up and say whatever the fuck he want. It's true.
No, he can't.
Oh, no, no, hold on, hold on, listen. The problem is he
that nigga wear brunch
himself.
Boots. I ain't. He can't speak for me.
But the other thing is that white people can't differentiate the
brunch boots
from the other niggas, Trey.
But like, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The difference isn't because yes, part of it comes from they can't differentiate. The difference is Acho presents himself as I speak for black people. That's
and
the
that's why right? I'm saying he should not have. Like, listen.
So,
I respect
Carlton Banks, yeah. Right? Carlton Banks went up on the stage and said, "I'm about to fuck a white girl or whatever." Da, da, da. Yeah. It's easy for us to dismiss him. Why? Because that nigga's never stood up. No, but because the nigga never stood up and say, "I speak for black people."
Right.
Right. That's the difference. Never stood up and said, "I speak for black people."
When did Carlton Banks say that?
Oh, then you never seen that shit when the nigga was on stage.
Oh, yeah, bro, go watch that video. That nigga's like,
that's a funny video. Hold
I'm
on.
Leaving out the white bitch tonight.
Alfonso Ribeiro, not the actual in
character. Yeah, not the character. No, yeah.
Trust me. I know that didn't happen on Fresh Prince, so it had to be the real life nigga. Like,
here we go.
I mean, yeah, he's,
hot,
you know.
Hot white pussy was the line.
You know what's crazy? Look at George's face. It's a lot of black motherfuckers that want to be socially accepted by white people. It is what it is. That's it. That's all it is. Niggas want to fit in, bro. I'm cool.
But again, like, I think there's a difference between niggas that want to fit in and niggas that are like, I speak for black people. That's the problem. I speak for black people. I like the whole thing that he was talking about on the podcast was that I can have these conversations with white people to make them understand racism and stuff. He is presenting himself as like an ambassador for black people.
Hey, being a racism ambassador is nasty. That's a nasty title. Like, getting your shit off like, yeah, nigga, I speak for black people. That shit crazy, bro. First of all, we walk in contradictions, bro.
But that's the thing, though, bro. All these black celebrities like have to endure some level of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they represent black people to white people.
On that note, thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to producer Big Jerv. Shout out to Jay Skill. Shout out to Black Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings is where you get all of the good shit. The OG podcast with me, Trey, Zach, Tom, and Waz. The watch-alongs that we do on playback. We got another rewatching things, one coming up. I believe we're going to do, what is it? I can't remember what it was. It might be Roadhouse. I'm not sure. But we got another one coming up soon. The Discord, all the other shit. You know it. You love it. And if you don't know it, love it. Patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're in on it. Until next time, stay back, motherfuckers. And I can't wait to see who's going to be doing a reel next week.
I'm about to be live texting in the chat. I can't wait.
Executive producer Trayvon Edwards.